This episode of the Beauty Industry Podcast was brought to you by Timely, the world's smartest appointment booking software helping beauty and wellness businesses better manage their time, sanity, and ability to generate revenue. Hello and welcome to the Beauty Industry Podcast, your online support community for the professional beauty industry. I am your host, founding director of Beauty Industry, Tamara Reid. Here, we are closing the competitive gap and speaking your language. This is a platform created and dedicated to the professional beauty industry, valuing community over competition. We serve to help connect you with inspiration from industry experts, expand your knowledge through educational pieces, and bring you the latest in product and technology innovation. This is Beauty Industry. Today, my guest is Rachel Medlock of Do You Even Social. Rach has spent the last 6 years working her magic on some of Australia's most loved beauty and lifestyle brands, including some of the content you've seen across Beauty Industry, as well as winning a few awards along the way. Rachel kicked off 2020 with the launch of Do You Even Social after seeing too many businesses not giving their online presence the love it deserved, knowing that they needed some magic injected into their strategy, the magic of their very own digital fairy godmother that is Rachel. Based in Melbourne, Do You Even Social pairs tailored digital marketing solutions with honest, accessible, and accountable support because the online world can be completely overwhelming. Specializing in digital content, marketing, and social media solutions, Do You Even Social injects fresh, sassy, and a little bit badassy ideas into your brand that transforms loyal online followers into loyal customers. From Do You Even Social, today we welcome Rachel Medlock.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
I am so excited. This is a topic that, oh my goodness, if I had a dollar for every time somebody asked me about social or digital media, I would have been a billionaire about 2 years ago, I reckon. So it brings me so much joy to be able to have a chat with you because you're kind of, well, not kind of, but you are really an expert in my eyes across this entire kind of segment. So I'm so excited for beauty business owners to hear this episode.
Yay, I'm excited to share my knowledge and hopefully help a lot of businesses out there with upping their social game.
Brilliant. So Rach, we start the podcast every week by going all the way back into how did you get into the beauty industry? So where did your career start? How did you find us?
Okay. Well, I entered the beauty industry in 2015 after I graduated from uni. So I studied public relations and business at Charles Sturt University in Bathurst in New South Wales. And then I packed up and moved to Melbourne, where I would then go on to start a five-year marketing role with a leading aesthetics company down here. So over those years, I was exposed to beauty businesses across the world, technologies, skincare innovations, and naturally the opportunities that saw me launch Do You Even Social, being able to support beauty businesses. That's how I got into the industry. And it's been, a wild ride ever since. And I've loved over the last few years being able to meet so many different businesses and be exposed to so many exciting opportunities.
Yeah, incredible. And so when you're working with that brand, you obviously fell in love with the beauty industry. Yes. And we've kind of stuck with you ever since.
Absolutely. I wasn't quite sure, to be honest, when I launched Do You Even Social, where it would take me. But very naturally, within that first week, I just landed back home and I've stayed.
Amazing. And we're so grateful that you have. Tell us, over the last couple of years, what kind of impact has your presence made on the businesses that you've worked with?
So over the last few years, I became quite the award entry writer. So I managed to land 2 Avia wins, 5 My Face, My Body wins across 2018 and 2019. So they're both most certainly career highlights for me. And I also like to think I really shook up the way that B2B businesses approach social media. So back in 2015, Facebook was already a thing, but using your Instagram for business was still relatively new. And so from there, I was creating content that was connecting us with beauty business owners in a whole new way, and sharing brands like we never had before on social media. And that obviously turned out to be incredibly successful for us over the years, but is now a no-brainer in the industry. So that's very exciting to feel like you were, you know, a part of that movement. And then being a part of, you know, what is now some of our industry's most loved technologies, being a part of the launch of those was incredible. And today, I feel like that only adds value to my clients because, yeah, I absolutely write awesome content, but I know your industry so deeply. And a lot of the time, the technology and the treatments and the skincare that you're offering, I have firsthand knowledge. So I think that that's super valuable.
Yeah, I love that. Well, that's also, you know, a really special and unique thing about you, because I see so many, and I've heard so many business owners say to me, oh, Tamara, I hired this social media person or this digital person to write copy for my website or to run my Instagram, and what they're posting, it just doesn't even, you know, it doesn't even translate in our industry. But the stuff that I've seen you work on, because you've got that background, because you know devices, you know skin, I mean, you've worked with educators, it's such an advantage from your end.
Absolutely. And you know, it only adds to the, you know, the whole values behind Do You Even Social of producing supportive, accountable and honest content for my clients. So being able to really make a difference to a beauty business by having that first-hand knowledge and knowing the industry so deeply is amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're now with Do You Even Social is all about kind of out of the box and doing things really differently. And what I love about you and how I first discovered you was obviously you working with your previous role, right? And in that capacity, you said to the company, hey, let's do podcasting. Let's do blogging with beauty industry. And I was like, yes, this is so exciting, because I had been trying to approach so many brands saying, hey, podcasting is where you need to be. Like, you need to be speaking to women who are listening to podcasts. You know, women aren't reading newspapers anymore. They're not really reading print magazines. And so I love that you were kind of really thinking outside of the box. And that just for me kind of shows what you can do for your clients as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I totally agree with you. We're not really reading newspapers anymore. And if we are, it's probably on our iPad. And so being able to engage with people on podcasts, but, you know, before a lot of other brands in our industry were doing so, blogging and, you know, being able to share my out-of-the-box writing style with a wider audience was amazing. And so much of our industry are, you know, younger women that's the way that they're connecting. That's the way that they're engaging with brands and media. So it was a no-brainer for me. And yeah, it turned out to be incredibly successful and obviously drive very much the values behind Do You Even Social.
Incredible. So Rach, million-dollar question. What is the difference between social media and digital marketing? Because I think they can kind of cross lines. It gets a bit blurred. People think that all marketing is Instagram and Facebook. What's the difference there?
Yeah. So social media is an avenue that falls under digital marketing. So social media marketing is, of course, the communication that we have with our existing and potential clients via social media platforms, our Facebooks, our Instagrams, and so on. I personally believe that social media should be part of a larger digital marketing plan. We have multiple avenues that we can be using online, such as blogs, email campaigns, social media marketing, of course, Google Ads, SEO, just to name a few. And I strongly believe that they should all work in synergy with each other to ensure that we're maximizing that opportunity. Social media is an incredible brand builder and a very successful marketing tool if used properly, but it's going to be even better and even more connected if that can work in a really cohesive digital marketing strategy.
Yeah, right. Okay. So let's not put all of our eggs into the Facebook and the Instagram basket, perhaps.
Yeah, maybe not. Let's put a few in a blog. Let's make sure we're connecting with people on email. You know, let's be recommending and perhaps even participating in podcasts and sharing those around, making sure that we're connecting with our existing and potential clients on heaps of different platforms, so that, yeah, we can be maximizing and reaching as many people as possible.
Yeah, right. Okay. So basically what you're saying is somebody who, if we're putting all of our eggs into the social media basket, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, Snapchat, all of that kind of stuff, then we could be missing out on a potential client who is maybe not on those channels or is maybe missing those channels.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that we, you know, we need to have a really solid knowledge of our customer and who they are, where they are when they're not in our business, and perhaps how they like to connect with us. So you might have a client that has Facebook but doesn't actively use it, but they're super into their email subscriptions, vice versa. Or, you know, you might have someone that is quite detail orientated. They like to know a lot of the facts before they make a booking. That's where a blog post could be super valuable. And keep in mind, this is all working in synergy with each other. So you write a blog, amazing. Let's share it onto Facebook. Let's put a link into our email campaign. Not only maximizing our client opportunity, but naturally that content that we've produced as well. Don't think that, you know, writing a piece of content on one platform means it just needs to stick to that one. There's so many opportunities with a digital marketing strategy, to share the love across the content
at the platforms. Brilliant. Thank you. I just wanted to clarify that because I think, you know, some people go, okay, I've written a blog, and now what? I'm just going to put it on social media, but they don't share it across lots of their other digital platforms as well. And we know that the number one thing we do when we want to find an answer is turn to Google, right? So if we're not kind of in that digital space as well, rather than just social, it can definitely hinder our reach. So I just wanted to confirm that with you. Thank you. I do want to touch base on social media because I know that's why everyone's listening today. So what kind of platforms should we in the beauty industry be focusing our time on?
Yeah, so beauty businesses should be focusing on the platforms that their client and their dream client are actually on. So there's no point in making TikTok videos if all of your clients are on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid to ask your clients what platforms they're using and perhaps how they would like to learn about your business and your offerings and your promotions. That all comes back to, you know, that research that we just talked about in finding out about your client demographics and where they're hanging out. I also find for beauty businesses that Facebook and Instagram are still primarily the platforms that we're using. We're a very visual industry. We have beautiful products and services that we want to display, and we have a lot to say about them. So these platforms are really effective for doing that.
Yeah, okay. With regards to, you were talking about your ideal client and your kind of your demographic, yeah. How does a business know who that person is? And as you said, you know, we can just ask our clients, well, where do you hang out the most on social media or on digital media? But how do we actually find out who our perfect client is? I know it sounds like a funny question.
So for me, when I was putting together Do You Even Social, and even back in the day when I was working with beauty businesses in other ways, I like to ask them, think about your dream client. This could be someone that already exists or you know, someone that you would love to walk through your door. Give them a name. How old are they? Where do they live? Where do they go on the weekends? What TV shows do they watch? It sounds like a weird, tedious exercise, but it can actually give you really solid knowledge into the clients that you want walking through your door and ultimately the kind of content that they would perhaps respond to. If you have been up and running for a little while, some great advice that I actually got this week from a friend was to pick out a client that is your dream, like the person that you absolutely love working for or working with. Why do you love working with them? What is it about them that makes you excited every time it's time for their appointment? And use them as an example of how do I get more of them? How do, you know, let's call her Mary. How do I get more Marys? And crafting content and marketing tools around perhaps what got her in the first place. And those VIP clients that, you know, have been with you for a while, they trust you, they love you, they are a really good source of information. And I'm sure that they wouldn't mind if you ask them a few questions at the end of their appointment, like, what was it that made you book with me? What is it that keeps you in my business? What do you love about what I post on social media, or what do you connect with the most? These are all really simple questions that I'm sure that they would be pleased to answer for you. But that's a few different ways of how you can, yeah, find that ideal client and build content from there.
Yeah, so very cool. And I guess once you so intimately know that client, that's when what you put, which we're about to have a chat about, but what you put on social media, right, matters. So for example, the beauty industry ideal client, hopefully you're listening now, ideal client. But for me, I painted this picture of this lady called Carly. She has one salon. She's possibly thinking about opening a second site. She's had a few different coaches before, but she goes home to her husband. She's got a kid, you know, she's sitting there asking him, okay, so I've got this therapist, da, da, da. He's saying, why don't you just fire her? So she's like, oh, bugger it. I'm going to have a glass of gin. And then on the weekends, she might go for a walk in the morning. She'll take herself out to brunch with the kids. She might go do a bit of shopping. She shops at Witchery or Seed, you know, a Country Road. And, you know, so I feel like I really intimately know our audience. So then when I do create content on our social media platforms, like you say, or wherever I'm going to go, I know that my client Carly is on Instagram. I know that she's on Facebook. I know that occasionally she might scroll through Pinterest, for example, or I know that she's Googling things. Is my client Carly over on TikTok? Perhaps not. But if I wanted to get a new client, maybe a younger client, then maybe I would spend more time on TikTok. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Firstly, I feel like I need to go to brunch with Carly. We have a lot in common. absolutely. I think having your Carly, having your Mary, whoever it is such a brilliant starting point. And, you know, for like yourself, who is, you know, is coming up to 2 years of doing this, keeping Carly in the forefront of everything that you're doing, just make sure that everything in your content strategy is cohesive, on brand, and works in synergy with everything else that you're doing. Yes. It's a great starting point and a great motivation to keep you going and keep you on track.
Love that. Quick question. Can we have two perfect clients?
Yeah, of course we can, especially in beauty businesses where perhaps we have a really wide range of services. You know, you might do body contouring, but you also might do IPL skin rejuvenation. They could be very two different clients. You could have one that's just had a baby and is perhaps looking at, doing something for herself and getting that post baby bod. And then you might have somebody that's reaching their 50s, 60s and wants to make a real change in their skin and their appearance and feel amazing about that process. They're two very different people, very different lives, but they're both coming into your business. So yeah, you can absolutely, you can have as many dream clients as you want, but as long as you're committed to posting content and producing marketing that reaches them.
After the break, Rach shares with us captions, copy, and everything in between. But first, a word from today's beauty partner. Community, you know all too well how pro I am about all things online booking and working smarter, not harder in 2020, and our friends at Timely help you to do just that. Timely is a powerful booking and business management software for businesses of any size and ambition. Designed to help you save hours on admin, deliver exceptional client experience, establish a much-loved brand and grow your revenue with over 500 software updates every year, Timely is always on a mission to help you get the best from your business. Timely works beautifully with Tyro, Xero, QuickBooks, MailChimp, Square, Google Calendar, and more. So why not join over 40,000 global Timely customers today? If you've been thinking about making the switch from pen and paper or want to test a new salon software system, visit www.gettimely.com to start a free 14-day trial. The Timely team has an exclusive offer for the listeners of today's episode where you get 50% off Timely for your first 2 months. Such an incredible offer by using the promo code TAMARA20. That's Tamara and the number 20. Thank you so much to the team at Timely for making this episode possible. And now back to Rachel. Well, that's what I wanted to ask you because a lot of beauty business owners say to me, Tamara, I've got the Facebook, I've got the Instagram, I've got the Pinterest, now what? You know, so what kind of, I mean, firstly, we talk about content and that's our kind of jargon, but what even is content when we say that word? And then what kind of content should we be putting out there?
So content is essentially anything that your business is posting or sharing with your audience. You're putting it out into the online universe. This could be videos, text, images, links to the blog posts you've written, even sharing existing posts from your suppliers. You know, perhaps your skincare brand's done an awesome video for a launch of a new product and you've shared that. That's still content. So when it comes to posting content, I encourage every business, regardless of your industry, to post with purpose. Have a content strategy. And it sounds intimidating, but it really doesn't have to be. It can really just start from developing what we call content pillars. So these are the key themes that you're going to stick to when you're posting content. So for a beauty business, this could be a balance between promotions, treatment insights, skincare tips, ingredient facts, lifestyle tips, and a bit of fun, whether that's from you and your team or like I mentioned before, sharing from another page or brand. My content pillars, for example, are to inform, educate, engage, and entertain. And so everything that I post falls under one or more of those categories. So that not only keeps me on brand, but it means that my digital content strategy has that sense of cohesion to it. And keep in mind, what is, you know, entertaining might not be what I'm posting on LinkedIn. It might just be what I'm sticking to Instagram, Instagram stories, Facebook. When you've got your content strategy and your content pillars, don't feel like you need to post the same thing to every single platform. Because like you mentioned, if we've got one or more dream client that we're trying to reach, they're not necessarily on all of those platforms. So our young professionals are probably on your LinkedIns and your Facebook. But perhaps our older clients aren't necessarily on there. And, you know, that's how we decipher where we're posting our content, is where they're hanging out. And that all comes back to that research that we do initially. So when we know our content pillars, then we can start to draft those ideas and those post concepts under them. And before you know it, you could have a month's worth of content already scheduled for you by just knowing those key themes that you're sticking to. And it also eliminates that whole what do I post thing, because you've got your little buckets of content all good to go. Yeah. I have a really cool lesson in Beauté Academy about this.
I love that you plug that, not me. So inform, educate, entertain, engage. Cool. So if we kind of have a look at that for a beauty business, inform might be like a, hey, did you know, or entertain might be a little fun video of you and the team out the back doing a dance or whatever. And then we've got engage. So maybe like ask a question. So what's your favorite treatment to come in for? Inform, educate, entertain, engage. I think I went through them all, didn't I?
Yeah, so it is, and it's a great content pillar strategy that beauty businesses can implement into their own. You know, just because I use it doesn't mean it's mine. Inform is your space where you're probably going to push your promotional posts. Educate will be those more in-depth things. This could be when we're jumping on our Instagram stories or lives and talking about a particular product or treatment in a little bit more detail. Engage, absolutely. We're doing our Q&As. We're encouraging people to comment answers. This could be our competitions. This could be our finish the sentences. And yeah, entertain, of course, is very much that fun. It can really be whatever you like. For me, it's often poking fun at myself. But it could be, yeah, like you said, sharing a Friday dance. It could be a funny video that just made you laugh and your team laugh. So let's share that with everybody. It could be you pouring a wine at the end of the day, whatever you need it to be, as long as it, yeah, connects with your customer and fits that profile of your ideal client.
Yeah, I really, really love that, because as you said at the beginning, when we say like social media strategy, that is scary. You know, that is a heavy word, strategy. And we're like, oh my gosh, what does strategy mean? How do I create a strategy? Let's Google how to create social media strategy. You know, but I think if you just break it down to that, like just inform your client what you're doing, educate them on how they should be doing it for their skin, entertain them so that it's a fun place to be, and then engage with them. So chat back. And I think that sounds quite easy.
Absolutely. It is super easy. Social media is definitely it's not an overnight success, and it's very much a marathon. But when you really put in the effort for your to create this strategy and take that time each day to engage with your customers and let them know that you're there, it can achieve amazing things. You just need to stay committed. I know that it can be frustrating sometimes, even for me. But it can achieve amazing things.
Incredible. Now, something that I have seen a lot of variance in is the caption. So we've got the copy, the content, which is what we're posting, and then the caption is the text that comes along with the content. So some people will just do like one little emoji for the caption, and then some people do like paragraphs and paragraphs. How much does this really matter?
So for me, the caption that complements your post is just as important as that image or video, because there's no point having, you know, an amazing before and after result that you're sharing if nobody knows the story behind it, or you're launching a brand new skincare line, but the caption tells me nothing about the benefits of the product or why I should be interested. Like I mentioned, social media can be so powerful to create connection with your audience and evoke an emotion in them to feel invested in your business and what it has to say. And that can really start with the caption. You mentioned, you know, some are really short and some are really long. There's no rule as to how long or short or whatever, but as long as it's sharing a message and it's adding value, we are flooded on social media with content from every element of our life. And it's the things that evoke that emotion and add value to us that we stop and actually read. So that's a really good thing to remember when, you know, you're posting a picture with a peace emoji. Think about that, really adding value to my audience.
Yeah. And I feel like for me, I always, before I write a caption, I kind of think, what do my audience want to hear? And if I was a beauty business owner scrolling, or if I was a therapist scrolling, what would make me want to stop? So I guess if people put themselves in their client's shoes, if I was a client and I was scrolling past this before and after, what would I want to see? And we know that clients always write, is this just skincare, or what kind of treatments have she had? So maybe, you know, kind of flesh that out. So, you know, back to your before and after example, like this is Sandy. She had 6 treatments of microdermabrasion and 1 peel. This was her home care. We'd love to have you in for a consultation, or whatever that might sound like, because you know, you're going to get asked that anyway. So you might as well kind of, yeah, tell the story. I love that advice.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So I want to ask you, because as you said, it's a marathon, not a sprint, but some people still, like people who are very analytic and calculated, they want to know how they can measure that success. So I'm putting all of my time, my energy into social media. I'm putting time and energy into digital media, and I'm making my website all snazzy. How do we actually measure if any of this is working?
Yeah, so you can measure the success of your campaign a few different ways, and that really depends on whether it was organic or paid. So we're talking, you know, whether it was a generic organic post or perhaps a Facebook ad. Of course, we have our likes and our comments and our followers. They're fantastic, but there is deeper insights that you can be using to measure the success of your campaign, such as website visits, impressions, reach. These can all be found in your Facebook and Instagram insights, and it helps you to continually measure and improve the success of your campaign. These can be things like if you've used hashtags in a post, your Instagram insights can tell you how many people found that post from your hashtags. And so that's an example of measuring the success of your hashtag strategy and whether that needs to be, you know, improved or whatnot. When I'm looking at determining the success of an organic campaign, such as a social media post or an email newsletter, I would be looking for engagement. So how they found my post, what they did once they saw it. And then for a paid strategy, such as a social media or a Google ad, I would be looking into all of the above, but also maximizing my Facebook pixel or Google Analytics. Now, we are getting a little bit techie here, but if you are going into that paid space, these are definitely tools to be learning, because they're going to measure the traffic brought to your website or wherever you've sent them. And the number of conversions that you've seen from it. So this is not just adding to cart, but checking out. And that's really going to give you an ROI, I suppose, on the investment that you've made. They're just a few of many ways that we can be determining the success of a campaign. I also really like to remind people to not measure the success of their platform based on their followers, because if you have an account that has, you know, 500 followers, but there's 500 really invested people in your business, they might be potential clients or people in your area, but they're 500 people that could very well be purchasing from you, versus accounts perhaps that have 50,000 followers, but 20% of them aren't even in your area and have probably never been there. So they're both in their own way very successful accounts, but try to always remember in that crazy world of social media that your value is not measured on the likes and the followers. Just enjoy what you're doing, and stick to that content strategy, and yeah, enjoy the ride.
Yeah, yes. Well, I love what you said there about it's kind of what your people do once they find you, right? So, you know, when they see an Instagram post, then you can click on through and have a look at the analytics to see, well, did they view my profile after they saw that post? Or did they go to my website? Did they, you know, scroll through? And you can kind of have a look at that in the analytics, which I love.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is all built into all of our Instagram apps. It's not anything crazy that you need to download or learn. It's really simple to access and navigate. I would say that it's quite easy to navigate. And then if you're introducing things like Linktree, which is a website link that you can have to Instagram where you can have multiple websites instead of just one, they have fantastic insights for you as well. So if you've done a post about visit our blog to learn more about our skin analysis, and then you've got that link in bio, then a lot of the time you can then go and find out how many people within that date range went and clicked on that. And that's another way of measuring, okay, so they've looked at my post, they've engaged with it, have they gone to my website and then gone and done what I've told them to do. And that's all organic, that's not paid. But yeah, there's heaps of different ways for both paid and organic social media or digital marketing campaigns that you can be measuring the success of. It's just, it's another thing to add to the to-do list to learn, I suppose.
I really, I love how funky websites like Linktree and also Milkshake are, and that you can put so many different, you know, links. Like for example, on our Instagram, if you click the link in our biography, it doesn't just take you through to the website, but you can select podcast or blog or Beauty Academy or anything like that, which I think is quite good for clients, because if you're showing them on your biography, they might want to book a consultation or they might want to buy a product or read your about page. So it kind of just gives them a little bit more choice as well.
Absolutely. And it makes it really seamless. It's almost like a little baby website before they get to the big one. And where, you know, a lot of our websites, we have so many treatments and services and products, which is phenomenal. We're a little bit spoiled for choice. So sometimes when we're coming across a website for the first time and we're not sure where to start, it can be a little intimidating. So like you've mentioned, if you have a link tree in your Instagram bio that says book a consult, facial of the month, our spotlight product, it's really making that choice a lot easier for a first time client of yours, and perhaps can really increase your conversions there by simplifying that process.
Beautiful. What we might do as well, Rach, is we might do a little screen record of like how beauty business owners can actually have a look at their analytics, just so we can kind of show them the conversion from a post. I think that would be quite cool, because I'm sure there's a lot of people driving in their cars or maybe listening to this on their walk at home or cleaning the house going, how the hell do I have a look at that analytic?
Yeah, absolutely. No, we'll definitely do that.
Brilliant. And so speaking of websites there, you just mentioned like those set of links being a mini website before getting onto the actual website. And you were talking about, you know, writing things on our website and services and products and how much, you know, that is quite a daunting process. That's all called copy, right? So how important is what we say on our website actually meaning to our clients?
So Honestly, copy is what I love the most. I'm a writer at heart, so producing words and wisdom behind any kind of marketing, whether it's digital or print, the power that words can have is incredible. Being, you know, putting pen to paper or you know, typing and producing something that can really impact the way someone feels about themselves or the world around them is phenomenal. So the quality of the content that we're putting online, whether it's our website copy or our captions, all of that all falls under copy. And each word represents you and your brand. So it's a no-brainer to me that needs to be as high quality as possible. Writing copy for our treatment menu on our website can really change the game. Like we can produce words that really entice someone to book that treatment, give them a bit of a vision of how it might feel having that massage or that deluxe facial that you're offering. The power of words can be amazing. So to me, I find it really important. And it's probably the thing I love most about helping businesses with through Do You Even Social is creating amazing content to really evoke those feelings in our customers and us as business owners, be really proud of what you've produced.
Yeah, the first time I think I ever really thought about copy and kind of words was, do you know the product Frank Body? Yeah. Well, when I first saw like, hey, babe, do you want to get naked with me on a product, I was like, oh, okay, what is this? You know, and then I kind of realized this is their whole branding, you know, and it all sounds like this seductive man talking about getting naked and smothering coffee on you in the shower and you're about to get down and dirty. But it was quite cool. And obviously, like a lot of people that are listening to this episode now will have just flashed up an image of the scrub or the coffee or, you know, that little pink pouch. And I guess that, like those words, even though it sounds like, hey, babe, that is so special.
Absolutely. And it's now synonymous with that brand. I think when it, when I started writing professionally in the beauty industry, one of the, you know, and someone who continues to be one of my idols in our industry, Zoe Foster Blake, she has done much the same with her skincare brand, GoTo. Everything in her marketing is so simple, but the words and the language and the tone of voice that she has utilized gives that little serum its own personality. Like you want to go to Friday Drinks with that serum because she's written it. You know, she's written it to have this incredible brand presence. So it's brands like Frank and GoTo that are really changing the game and how we talk about our treatments and products. It doesn't need to be, doesn't need to be super scientific all the time and straightforward. If that's your brand, absolutely go for it. But it can be fun and lighthearted and get people enjoying that process. I think looking after your skin should be fun and enjoyable.
Yeah, brilliant. And that's definitely a service that you help with, right? Because I think business owners are going to be going, crap, I need to up my copy game.
Absolutely. It's what I love to do the most. So yes, it would be my pleasure.
Amazing. So Rach, quickly talk me through for us your kind of packages, what you offer. I know that there's already a million business owners listening to this going, Tamara, how can she help me? Send her my way. So do you want to give yourself a little shameless plug for us?
Sounds amazing. So everybody can reach me on Instagram and Facebook at Do You Even Social. You can also visit my website, www.doyouevensocial.com, where you will find, of course, a little bit more about me, but the services that I offer. So I like to do things a little bit differently, of course, and I have split my services into two different ways. So the first is what we call helping hands. So I understand that not everybody needs a full-time social media manager. They just need a few things ticked off their to-do list. And that's amazing. And I'm here to help. So our helping hands are those little to-do list items that we can support you with. This could be hashtag research, blog writing, website copywriting. It can be social media reports. So that's one of my most popular services is a really comprehensive report on the health of your social media platforms. And I give you a really succinct plan of attack to go and improve and enhance that platform. And you can go and do that in your own time. that's, you know, a few examples of the helping hands. And then, of course, we do have the social media management packages. And so there's a few different options there, but that does include creating content and working with you and your brand to develop those content pillars and then start posting and scheduling that stuff out into the universe. And so there's a few different options there in terms of how often we're posting and things like that. But it's all available on my website if you would like to check it out.
Amazing. I am sure your website is going to be absolutely flooded, because especially now more than ever, we need to be digital, we need to be social, we need to be getting out there with the right content, the right copy, the right captions, so that we can be speaking to our clients the right way. Rach, thank you so much for coming and having a chat with me today.
Thank you. My pleasure.
What I love the most about Rach is that she makes social and digital marketing seem so simple and easy. Following the content pillars of inform, educate, entertain, and engage gives us so many options of what to post, and now we know how to tell stories in our captions and copy. I am sure your platforms are about to go bananas with clients clicking and chatting to you. As you guys know, I only speak with and recommend people on this podcast that I know, like, and trust will bring you the very best for your business. Some of the content you've seen from us at Beauté Industry, including press releases, blog posts, social media content, podcast episodes, and partnerships, has come from the work that Rach and I have done together, so I can completely endorse her services. If today's episode has helped you lift your social and digital game, then make sure you tag us when you've created really cool content and copy so that we can see at Do You Even Social and at Beauté Industry, and of course myself at Tamara Shaw Reid. I'm sure you're itching to go get creating, so I'm going to let you go do exactly that. Until next time, stay connected.